Hi, this is Michael Sparks here, and this is our AMSOIL dealer training call for the Sparks team, and today is Monday, April 18th, 2016. I appreciate everybody getting on the call. Even if you're not on the Sparks team, we enjoy you being on our calls and listening to the calls and recordings. If you haven't done so, you can go to our dealer training website, which is you just go to lube-direct.com and then choose the appropriate link on there that says AMSOIL dealer training site. So go there. We've got all of our calls archived since 2012. You can listen to them all. I have had a little bit of issue with using iTunes. For some reason, the iTunes dropped our call off of there, and another AMSOIL dealer let us know about it, and we're trying to get that back on. So if you're using iTunes, you might have to go and research. I was able to get the link back on there, but I think they might have given a different link or something. So there'll be more information forthcoming on that. But I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. We're going to talk tonight a little bit related to taxes. Today is the deadline for filing your 2015 income taxes with the Internal Revenue Service. So if you haven't done so, you have till midnight tonight to get those in the mail. It's the 18th. It's normally on the 15th, but for some reason they gave us a reprieve. I don't know what the deal was, but tonight is the night, and make sure you get those things filed, or they got to pay penalties and interest and all kinds of other things. We call them, the IRS is the Department of Making You Sad, so it was definitely a sad day for me, that's for sure. But before I get into the call, I really need to ask for your help. If you are an AMSOIL dealer on our team or under us in any way, Direct Jobber Group, I appreciate everything you do to build your business, and I'm here to help you do that as best as I can. And part of being an AMSOIL dealer is gaining recognition for building your business. And if you ever look in the AMSOIL magazine, anytime you get a new recognition level, you know, they put your picture in there and everything, everybody should be striving to get themselves a recognition level, whether it's a new dealer sponsored or a new level like account direct, a direct jobber, what have you. It's always good because it proves to not only to yourself but to your team that you're working with that you're outworking your business as well. And we are now on the second month for contention for the AMSOIL Regency Gold Direct Jobber. So that's the next level for us. And just like the basic direct jobber qualification, you have to do that for 3 months in a row. So anything you can do extra in the next month, this month, which is April, and next month, which is May, we would appreciate that. The amount of points you need to have to get to the next level at the direct jobber is 750,000 points. And if that were in straight commission credits, that would be about 30,000 commission credits for 3 months in a row. So you'd need about 90,000 commission credits in order to make this level. And we appreciate your help. Anything you can do to help us out, get out there and register a new customer, get an order, register new PCs, dealers, what have you. We appreciate it. Many people who work jobs have a hard time understanding how much we all pay in taxes, and the reason being is the government is really good about getting their money. Your employer takes out taxes before you ever see it. Therefore, when you get your pay, when you get paid, they've already pulled out those taxes, and then that's what you have to spend is what's left over. And most people become comfortable with that amount because it's the same every single month. And at the end of the year, normally because their estimate is on the high side of what you pay in, because most people really hate to pay at the end of the year. They feel it's awful for some reason. They don't realize they've given the government an interest-free loan for 12 months. But anyhow, you get a refund. And so people around this time of year, starting in January till April, are getting their tax refunds. They're spending it on things like it's free money. And it's really not free money. It's money that you earned, that you paid the government. And I think if they ever made everybody stand in line or write a check at the end of the year, you'd probably see a lot less people wishing the tax rates would be a little bit less. But there's not much I can do about what our government does or doesn't do. All I can do is worry about myself and dealers that I can work with and help them get maximize the amount of tax, minimize the amount of tax that they would pay. So if you're self-employed, no one takes these taxes out for you. This is something you must do for yourself. And as your business grows, so too does your tax bill. Actually, it increases exponentially as the more income you make in your business, the higher the percentage goes, increases. So it's kind of sad in a way. But to say all that, we as AMSOIL's dealers have a lot of control over the amount of taxes that we must pay. And learning how to keep detailed records is key to reducing your tax liability. The IRS code is tens of thousands of pages long, and the first page or two details what income is, and the other 9,999 pages are the exemptions to the tax code. And it can be a daunting task to understand, track, and keep up with what you pay to pay the proper amount of taxes. You see, the IRS tax code doesn't favor the rich. It really favors the smart, and the people that are not so smart are the ones that actually aren't taking advantage of all all the exemptions that are entitled to them. They're there in black and white. Doesn't say, hey, you've got to be this or that. You just have to be smart enough to go and understand what they are and then take advantage of them. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, talking about taking advantage of the top five things an AMSOIL dealer can do to take full advantage of the IRS tax code. And there's more than this. This is the ones I just thought were some of the highest and the best ones, especially for a new dealer starting out. You see, if you started your AMSOIL business today, right now, today, while you're working a full-time job, and by starting that business, it entitles you to get a higher refund from the IRS. Let's just say you got a $5,000 refund because you started your AMSOIL business. That's really your money. So it would be the same as earning the $5,000 because actually you did earn that $5,000. You're just getting that back. So take advantage of your taxes. The biggest and the best key to savings on taxes is to be able to deduct things you are already doing, payments and expenses that you are currently taking but not deducting, things like your car mileage, your cell phone, internet, etc. You're already paying a cell phone bill. We hope everybody on the call tonight has a cell phone, but you're already paying that bill even if you're not an AMSOIL dealer. So by becoming an AMSOIL dealer, or starting a home-based business, it doesn't always have to be AMSOIL, but starting a home-based business and taking advantage of using your cell phone for business purposes, you can now deduct a portion or all of the payments that you pay for your cell phone. Now, I can't give tax advice, so I would always recommend you talk to a competent CPA. I didn't say any CPA, but a competent CPA. And how to find a competent CPA, we might need to do a call on that, but all CPAs are not created equal. Just remember that. Also, if you have hobbies, especially those that deal with motorsports and stuff like that, incorporating business with something you enjoy will not only allow you to have more deductions, but it'll also allow you to have fun. You know, build your business doing the things you like to do. If you love going to car shows, you love cars. If I was a bass fisherman and I really enjoyed bass fishing, I would find a way to incorporate my bass fishing in with a home-based business so that I could then deduct certain things that are needed as far as advertising to go bass fishing. Of course, you got to make a profit, so you got to work at it a little bit. But finding things out like that. So I digress here. The number one thing that most new AMSOIL dealers can take advantage of is auto expenses. If you use your car for business, you can then deduct some of the costs of keeping up with your car. And mastering the rules of the car expense can be deductions can be tricky, but it's very worth your while. Currently, it's for 2016, it's 54 cents of every mile. So if you're not currently deducting mileage for business and not figuring out a way to do that, every about 2 miles or so, just take a dollar bill and throw it out your window, and just get a stack of $100 bills and find out how quick it would take you to throw a dollar out the window every 2 miles you're driving, because that's what you're currently doing. You're throwing $2 out the window. And the way to do that is incorporating your business mileage with everything you do. If everything that you do revolves around your business, you'll be able to deduct those. And so, every time you get in your car, what can you do to further your business? Can you drive somewhere and stop at a new business? Can you visit a current business? Can you drop literature off at a place or prospect for customers? You name it. There's any number of ways to use the mileage deduction to your advantage. And I would suggest if you're not doing it, or if you're not doing a very good job, figure out how to do a better job, because this is your number one deduction. Even for myself, and I'm preaching to the choir here, I know last year I might have skipped a few that I didn't do that were business related, just because I, got lazy. You get tired of doing it. But every time I remind myself I should just get my stack of $100 bills and start throwing them out, or a stack of $1 bills and start throwing a dollar out every 2 miles, and then that'll make you wake up pretty quick on how important that auto deduction is. Number two, expenses of going into business. Anytime you go into business, there's always a startup cost, advertising, utilities. Actually paying for your AMSOIL dealership, the $30 or $15, is a business deduction. Your office utility, your utilities, your office supplies, any kind of stuff like that, buying literature for the business, catalogs, all that stuff. Getting set up to do business, your name tags and your shirts and clothing that you wear for the business, all of that is a deductible expense. So becoming an AMSOIL dealer, the whole thing that triggers the ability to take these expenses is that you must be in business. So the best and easiest way to be in business is to become an AMSOIL dealer. For $15, you are now in business. You are an AMSOIL dealer. And whatever date that is, a date you can start taking expenses. Number three, books and legal and professional fees. Business books, including those that help to do with legal and tax information, as well as motivational. I just bought three books this week. I did one on branding yourself, on family wealth, and the third one was referrals, maximizing referrals. So all three of those books are now a tax deduction. And hopefully what I spent on the book and what I get out of it as far as knowledge will pay myself back 10 or 20 or 100 fold. So that's the key. Having a bunch of books on your nightstand, you won't get those through osmosis or something like that. You've actually got to read them. If you're not very good at reading, my suggestion is to get better at it, and it's really easy to do. Buy thin books with big print that don't take you very long to get through it and read that, and then get harder and harder books as you go along. It's kind of like we did in grade school. We had like about 4 or 5 words per page, see Jane run, watch Bill jump, all that other stuff. Well, get those kind of books, and they're out there, and you can read that book in 15 minutes or something, and now you just said, I read a book. Hopefully I learned something from it. Number five is business entertaining. If you pick up the tab for entertaining expenses for prospective customers, you may deduct 50% of the cost. For instance, I took in donuts to one of my accounts. I was getting my tires rotated. I took a dozen donuts in. That goes a long way to building a relationship with your customer. So that's a business expense that you can take. And if you're going to buy anybody donuts, you know, buy them for your current customers or your prospective customers, because you know, they say the way to get to somebody is through their stomach, right, or something like that. So entertaining expenses, and so they have to be related directly to the business, and businesses discussed at the event, and it must be also associated with you know, your business. So obviously take advantage of business entertaining. Number six, travel. I know everybody likes to go new places and see new things. Some people take vacations, and if you travel for business, you can deduct many of the expenses, including the cost of the plane fare, cost of operating your car, taxis, lodging, meals, shipping, business materials, cleaning clothes, telephone calls, faxes, and tips. And so how do you combine business and pleasure? It's okay as long as the business is the primary purpose of the trip. And and it says here, if you take your family along, you can deduct only your expenses. Depending on the size of your family, if your husband and wife, like Alicia and I are, and we're both AMSOIL dealers together, we get to deduct both of our expenses. So that's another positive. So those are the number six. Those are the top six things I think anybody could take advantage of right away. Number one, auto expenses. Two, business expenses that are going into business. Number three, professional fees like self-development. I guess we'll call that number four is business entertaining, and number six is travel. So those are those. I also want to talk about your next AMSOIL vehicle. I had a kind of a cool conversation today with one of my mentors about vehicle purchases, and he's very smart, and he's kind of my wealth coach kind of guy. And he talks about maximizing your vehicle. And so what we talked about is how you can get the government to pay for your vehicle. And so if you, the way we explained it is that you maximize your tax savings with a vehicle. You purchase a quality, say, 3 or 4 year old vehicle with low miles at a great price. And let's just say you paid $20,000 for that vehicle. Use that vehicle for business purposes as an AMSOIL dealer, and you put 30,000 miles a year on the vehicle. Currently, the IRS business mileage is 54 cents a mile. So 30,000 miles times 54 cents is a $16,200 in deductions per year. If you're in the 25% tax bracket, that's a $4,050 savings in taxes per year. You keep this vehicle for 5 years. You now have driven this car free since you have saved over $20,000 over those years, $20,250 to be exact. Now if you sell the car, let's say you get $10,000 out of the car, you kept it for 5 years, you took good care of it, you ran AMSOIL in, it's in excellent running condition, now you have $10,000 to start the process all over again. So maybe this time you decide, I want a nicer car, buy a $30,000, again, a used, very well-maintained, low-mile car, spent $30,000, but you put the $10,000 back, you're in the same exact place you were 5 years ago. And you get to do this exact same thing all over again. So you can basically drive a car for free if you use, if you do it smartly, like my mentor does. And as a matter of fact, he just bought a $60,000. It was new. No, it wasn't new. It was a used used Mercedes-Benz SUV that was purchased for $30,000. At new, it was over $60,000. He said he'll drive this for a few years and sell it for about what he paid for it, which is how good of a deal he got on it. And he does about 30,000 miles a year, so the scenario works out, you know, to be the same. But $60,000 plus vehicle he got for $30,000, and then drives it basically for free, and then gets to drive it for free, and the government pays him to do it because he has a home-based business. The key to this is you use as many current miles as business miles, incorporating business with everything you do. Every time you get in your car, where can you go that you can go do business. And this does it's a twofold thing. It's forcing you to go out and do business. You can't just say, well, I think I'm going to go do some business today. No, you have to think about it, and then you have to go do it. And then you incorporate, you know, the things that you're doing. But if everything you get in your car to do is revolving around building your business will grow, guaranteed. See, I've always been a buy a brand new car guy. As a matter of fact, we just bought a brand new car back in September, and I like to keep them for 10 years, you know. And while I get hit on that depreciation, I get to put AMSOIL in it and from the brand new, and I like keeping them for a long time. But maybe this other way might be a better way. I don't know. I'll try it on my next go around. When I get rid of my truck currently, I'll try to maybe find a couple of year old and do this exact thing here that we were talking about with the cars. So as far as your taxes and tracking those expenses, we use a program called TaxBot. That's TaxBot, and you can learn more at taxbot.com. Or go to YouTube and type in Sandy Botkin, B-O-T-K-I-N. It's Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, B-O-T-K-I-N. And there's some great YouTube videos talking about starting a home-based business and maximizing your tax deductions and all that stuff. I see AMSOIL doesn't cover any of this in training, and it's really up to you, the AMSOIL dealer, take full advantage of these things. Nobody's going to do it for you, and you're going to thank yourself when you do it, that's for sure. And so that's I'll link to this information as far as the tax savings and all that. I'll link to that in the show notes, especially the taxbot.com. I've got a link, and it's on the dealer training site to the right-hand side on there. No, I'm sorry. It's on my email newsletter on the right-hand side. It talks about tax savings. There's a link on there that you can get that program for $99 a year, and I guarantee the $99 a year that you spend on that will be about a tenfold return on the amount of time you're spending on trying to keep up with your especially your mileage and all your other deductions. So we definitely recommend that thing. So with that, I hope everybody has a good week. I'm going to take it off mute here and see if anybody has any questions real quick. We do have a few minutes, so hold on a second here. Hey, everybody. Anybody got any questions today? Any comments?
Great job, as always, Michael. Great job.
Hey, thanks. Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody getting on the call. If we don't have any questions, then I'm going to get going. And hope everybody has a good night. And get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Thanks. Good night, Mike.
Good night.
Hey.